I reckon you just call it a big safe.
Really?
I don't know why. Out in the yard, maybe under a shade tree, though, you know. I guess they'd milk every evening and put it in there that night. Maybe take it out and do something with it next day. I don't know. I don't remember. About how it went. Well, I didn't see them use it, but it was there, and that's what they called it, the dairy. Just a place to store the milk overnight, I guess.
If you gathered up a lot of hay and you couldn't keep it, well, where would you keep hay on a farm?
Well, in South Georgia, if you keep it, you put it under shelter. But now, they tell me, I don't know nothing about it, but say, out west, some of these dry climates, they just stack it out in the field, and it'll keep. I've heard that, but I never seen it. Of course, now, they got a new baler. They just roll up a big...
I've seen that.
Yeah, 1,000-pound or 2,000-pound bale of hay and just leave it out in the field, and they say it'll keep.
How long... Do you know how long they've been doing that?
Well, a couple of years, as far as I know, in this area.
Does it keep, you think? I saw a lot
of it. Yeah, it keeps. My neighbor right up here, he done something last year and fed his cows on that winter. Of course, now, it ain't got to keep too good for a hungry cow to eat in the wintertime. You know, it's just something to keep them alive with, really. Carry them through the winter.
You would never have haystacks around here.
I don't ever remember haystacks, son. I really don't. Now, I've seen a few fire stacks. People pull the leaves off corn at a certain stage. Road here got grown, they pulled off and put it up in little bundles. Now, that's when I was a boy. That's way back. They stack it in the field on the pole. Like we used to stack peanuts, you know. We used to stack them on the pole in the field.
The fodder now, you put it on poles?
Well, it's just it's a corn leaf that long, and it's a bundle of it. Yeah, they'd put a pole up, and then they put some slats or a platform at the bottom. They just stack it around that pole, and it'll be big around from here, that door. See? And they just keep stacking it around and up as they want it. Well, now that is colonial stuff I'm talking about now. That wasn't yesterday. But I do remember some of it.
What kinds of things would you use for fodder around here besides it?
That's the only fodder I ever known of was corn leaves.
on a corn stalk, you have you have the stalk. What would you call the part at the top that kind of...
Tassel. Well, now South Georgia word for that is tassel. But correct name is tassel. They say. I really don't know which is which, but I think the tassel's correct.
If you have a ear of corn, what would you call the outside part you throw away?
Shucks.
And that kind of stringy stuff on the inside, what would you call it?
That's the silks.
What kinds of different corn might you have?
Well, there's hundreds of different names of hybrid corn. Of course, that's all they plant here now is hybrid corn. Well, if you want to know some of the names, like, there's a Funks hybrid, and there's a Pioneer, eight Dixie 18, and stuff like that. Of course, now there's a dozen of each, one of them, like a Funks. There's 25 different kinds of that you can buy numbers, you know. Like 8003 or, you know, some number. It's a different. Well, it determines the age of maturity. Some of them mature a lot earlier than others. Like McCurdy's, that's a breed of it.